This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Murphy's Law. You try working with your siblings. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. There she is, Beyonce. What a way to kick off Friday morning. Love it.
Fantastic.
We do yoga to that song in the studio.
Not a real yoga song. Good morning, Dean Murphy.
I pulled something in my downward dog.
That's a bit
Yow.
Not okay.
How are you this morning, Anna Murphy?
Well, very well. Thank you. Good morning, Joysters.
Good morning, peeps.
What's been going on, kids?
Oh, it's been full of Essendon stuff this week in the papers,
oh,
isn't it?
It has indeed. No, I'm bored.
Bored out of my brains.
I'll tell you what, it's been very difficult for me to concentrate on anything anyway because we're going on holidays
yes,
next
we are.
Week.
Yes.
So I've kind of mentally checked out.
Well, I checked out about a week ago and you would have probably heard that in
it's
the show last week, but I've bounced back this week. I'm back on deck. I'm going to check
sure
out at 9 o'clock. I'm going to check right out.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So we've got a couple of hours left.
Of course.
Hey, this morning, got some good stuff coming up. Huge things on the way in a Murph. Exciting things.
I don't think we need to just gloat.
Well, there's something brewing. It's going to come up after 7 o'clock this morning,
yes,
which you need to hang on to your hats with because it's quite entertaining. Can you hear that, Anna Murph? Oh, that's
that?
The ocean.
Oh, I thought it was a toilet flushing.
No. No, it's the ocean.
Is that the ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, heaven.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh. Now, we're in danger here of making me switch off completely.
Then.
Now, Tony has asked, Morning Murphs, how long will you be on holidays for? Anna, you're not going to watch reality television 24/7, I hope. I'll miss you guys. Tony, we'll miss you too. We're heading to Thailand.
We're going to Thailand for, well, we're going for 2 weeks. It's a family vacation, people.
It is. And before any of you question that, like, we are losers, no friends, we're available to travel with us at the same time that we wanted to go on holidays.
Well, we've got a couple of friends meeting up there. That's
going
okay.
Together.
Yeah.
We have individual bungalows.
Thank God. Because you would really, really, like,
I'm
not after a couple of days.
You.
No way am I sharing with you.
This is hard.
You're
enough.
A mess. You're a mess.
Yeah, I own my mess.
That's okay.
You're a mess too. Anyway, let's have this fight off air, shall we? This
anyway,
is going well, isn't it?
We're going to be off air for 3 weeks, people. So for 3 weeks. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Don't like seagulls.
3 weeks we're going to be off. We actually fly in on the morning, very early in the morning of the 24th. But I think we'll be, I don't think we'll be in any state to come straight to the station and do a show. Do you?
No.
We could. If you want.
No, we're not.
No, we're not going to.
There's a couple of things about that that's just not going to happen.
I just wanted to bring up about, there was an article in the paper this morning. Oh, that lovely wave.
It is really I'm going to need another coffee because it's really
All right, so this applies to us for next week. We're going to Thailand. Tourists in Thailand too drunk for their own good could be helped back to their hotels with a new accessory. I thought about you when I read this story
and
I thought, you need one of these armbands. Mm-hmm. Thailand will give tourists wristbands carrying their personal details after a tragic accident that took place in Thailand a couple of weeks ago with some tourists. Fell asleep on the beach and then got murdered. But anyway, that's not going to happen to us. And just in case we're sitting down there and we've had too many pina coladas, we've got little wristbands now that they're going to give us.
And they're going
and if we can't mumble them home from room, because some of them are difficult to say.
Well, they are.
The hotel rooms. But if we can't mumble it out.
Showing
we just have
something
to put up our hand and go, and they'll take us back to the hotel room, which I think was lovely of
Imagine
them to do
the
that.
Bus that they just drive along the beach and they're just picking up. So they're just zapping your wristband.
Like dog catchers, actually.
Picking up stray, drunk Australian tourists.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
In nets.
Is it?
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. Oh, I've checked back in again.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go this morning.
Oh, look, people, we'll pull it together. I know that we're supposed to have done that already because we're now on air, but that's okay. We'll pull it together. Now, listen, Tony said, that's great news. You deserve a break. And Frank,
well, we haven't
listening
really
from Canada, has said, have a great vacation. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You know what? We really do need a
We haven't had. We
it's
haven't,
been a long year.
It has been a long year. And we've done, what's that? Actually, probably going close to 18 months of Friday breakfast without having to...
Oh, no, we had Christmas, off. Like, everyone take Christmas off.
Oh, isn't it nice of the...
That's nice. But anyway,
look... The gods of joy to give us a day off for Christmas.
Well, see...
How exciting that was.
Are you right? Do you want a box of tissues for your issues? Or you're okay.
What are you talking about?
So, what I find funny is because I can't wait to just get away and switch my brain just is completely dead. I want to read books. I don't want to think anymore. I just want to reach out. Oh, that's a funny one from across the desk. Anyway, one of our friends, a couple of our friends are joining us over there.
Yes.
A couple that we know. And the first thing out of one of their faces the other day was, oh, I've researched what we can, activities that we can do
on
Koh Samui. And I said, I don't want to do activities. I want to walk as far as the beach and Sunbank and then like maybe go
to a bar. They're action packed.
No. And we've found this really good place and it's called Escapeology.
Escapeology? And what am I doing? What are you getting me into?
Apparently, no, not me. Them.
Oh, them.
Apparently we get into a room. And there's all these logical quiz like questions and you have to solve them so that you can get out of the room.
Oh, right. So it's sort of like
prison.
Like a Koh Samui Big Brother.
A little bit.
A little bit like that?
That's just like nerds gone mad.
No, can we have a vacation. Drink before we go in?
I'm going to have many drinks while we're going in there.
I'm sure you will. Hey, Jason Derulo and Jordan Sparks have broken up. He's going to have to sing this
to someone else. Now, I'll tell you what, it's not as easy as it sounds to write rap, because a very dear friend of mine and I, during the grand final, which was the most boring game of the year, let's face it, we decided to write a rap song.
I did hear that.
And I'm Anna Azalea.
Yeah, it was
and he's Lil GG.
Oh, yeah.
And our first single is going to be called Track Life.
Well, when you turned up to our grand final party... Do you remember that part?
Don't be rude.
Anyway, you delivered that to a crowd of people and the faces of...
It was amazing. But look, it's really difficult. So my hat is off to Nicki Minaj and the first Azalea.
Yeah.
Iggy. After many years and thanks to the collaboration of the world's best scientific researchers, there has been a revolutionary discovery this year, the underwear patch.
The underwear patch.
That's right. This greatest invention of the 21st century is a patch placed inside the underwear, which filters any unpleasant odour.
Oh, God.
To a nice mint smell.
Oh.
We didn't think of it before.
Did you know the unfortunate thing about that
Nobel
is
Prize
when you're standing at a bar and someone may be chomping on a mint, you're going to think they've just let one rip. Joy 94.9 Murphy's Law this morning.
I really wish sometimes that every one of you dear listeners were flies on the wall and just seeing what was happening then.
Yeah.
It's going terribly wrong on the other side of the desk this morning.
It's going great.
So, you know, there's frantic earphones being thrown across the desk.
Hang on a sec.
Oh, dear.
Hang on. I've lost my headphones.
There we go. We're back.
Wow. Okay.
Are we okay?
Yeah, everyone? Absolutely. Yeah, we're just having a few meltdowns of equipment and stuff this morning. Almost electrocuted myself on that
headphone. Next Joy Radiothon, dig deep.
Anyway, let's focus on someone else this morning.
I'd love to focus on this.
Well, the big story about Melissa George in the one of the magazines this week.
I'd love to say she's a friend of Murphy's Law, but I think that we've all learned a lesson there.
Yes. When I read the article, you threw it in my face this morning. I was like, I was bedazzled by her BS that came out of her mouth with this interview.
She has been so brilliantly affected by her own sense of fabulousness,
absolutely,
hasn't she?
If you look at the photos, they're
all... She's amazing.
She doesn't look like a mother.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
Does she?
So for those of you who care, just follow along. Those of you that don't, strap in. She's had a baby. Congratulations. Not the only one in the world to have a baby, but it's amazing. It's crazy that she says that he's always so happy and calm. That's because she's got a nanny. In this article, she says everyone who sees him comments on how happy he is. I get stopped by complete strangers in the street who notice his smile. They ask me, is that baby real? Is that baby real?
I'm sensing a bit of hashtag vapid. Would that be right?
And it's just so much fun. She goes on to say, apparently the birth though, Dean Murphy, was...
A very difficult
struggle.
Knocked me off my stool this morning.
Four agonising days in labour. Now, that's That's not great for anyone. She goes on to say, my birth was 4 days, the longest labour in the history of the hospital, without drugs. But when I heard the doctor speaking in French, she says, telling the nurses I wouldn't have the strength to push, I became like a warrior princess and pushed for almost 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Oh, for God's
sake.
Good on her.
I like the bit that she says... down here, she says, I had to schedule my acting work around my ovulation cycle.
Yep. I love it.
You're not getting that much work,
I love
doll.
It. She's just giddy with happiness.
Seriously.
And then follows at the end of the article and goes on to say, he already has the humour of an Aussie and he has the elegance about him, just like his father. I have a nanny, but when he's awake, I spend all my time with him. He's an absolute joy.
He's an absolute joy because she's not doing any of the poo stuff,
okay,
is she?
Okay, so this is the bit that I want to point out. Babies... eat, poo, vomit, and sleep. It's a cycle, and it's not pretty, and it's not elegant. I've got my best friend has just had one. This is only elegant, Melissa George, because you have the nanny who's doing all that
correct
revolting stuff.
And why wouldn't you? Because she's Melissa George. She can do whatever she likes.
She can. Now, the only reason that we're on the attack this morning, if anyone's wondering why we get so offended.
Did that sound like we're attacking her?
Well,
I don't think
sounds
so.
Sounds like I'm attacking her. But
she'd be great to have at a barbecue.
When she was out visiting... she upset a lot of media, including us.
Yes, she did, actually. She was on Channel 7 with Kylie and Larry.
And they asked her about Home and Away, and she pretty much stormed off.
Oh, stormed off. And we got an exclusive interview with her just not long after that. Here's what took place. Melissa George, good morning, and welcome to Murphy's Law this morning.
What? As in anything that can go wrong will, Murphy's Law?
Melissa, you've made headlines over the last week for what some are saying was a total outburst.
Do you know what it's like to be a sensation like me? I mean, do any of you actually even know what the inside of a Lamborghini looks like?
Melissa, fans have become a little upset by your comments. Some saying you just seem a little arrogant and full of yourself at the moment.
What? Or because I said I'd rather be walking my French bulldog in New York than signing autographs for people who can't spell Chanel, let alone count to the number 5.
Dieter Brummer, your former work colleague from Home and Away, has come out saying he actually asked for his character to be killed off because he couldn't handle your diva behaviour anymore.
Dieter Brummer, who's now window cleaning in between reject shop commercials. Oh, please. Tell him I'll make it up to him. He can come and clean my penthouse apartment windows in New York.
You can't deny your distaste for being connected with the show that has helped so many gain international stardom.
Stardom? Like who?
Well, Danny Minogue, for a start.
Ridden on his sister's back for years.
What about Chris Hemsworth?
Oh, good God. My French bulldog has more expression.
Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher. Are you serious? Oh, God. Give me strength. Are we done here? This is so suburban. Is this a gay radio station?
Yeah, it's Joy 94.9.
Oh, my God. I know every queen in Manhattan. And I'm here with you. I can't. I'm out. Get me out of here. I'm done.
Thank you, Melissa George. I had a message from Tori who said that she was listening to the Melissa George interview and laughed so hard that yoghurt came out of her nose.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's right. Murphy's Law, we're getting your digestive tracts working.
Absolutely. And if you thought that was funny, have a listen to this. In America, Anna Murphy,
this is a little bit of mothers going over the top.
A mother has removed her child from school and then sent an abusive email after a teacher refused the child to share vagina-shaped cookies with her year 2 class.
Yep.
Yeah. It was an awkward moment. Apparently the mother, named Autumn Lily Speaker.
Of course she was.
Expressed her excitement to help out on the good week of, you know, like bring something to school for the kids.
Bring treats.
The kids. Now, she's gone into the classroom with a pan full of treats and with a smile on her face. And she said, I've decided you can use these to teach the kids about a woman's vagina. Baffled, the school teacher took the lid off, peeled the aluminium foil off the pan, and behold, a plethora of sugary cookies and frosting vaginas.
Oh, lovely.
Not just old vaginas.
No, any old.
Not just any old. That would make it awkward.
Not just any old vaginas. She put young ones in there.
All kinds of vaginas. There was small, puffy, white, brown, shaved, bald, and even fire crotch with beef curtains.
Yes. Fire crotch.
And the teacher was apparently appalled. Look. She said, you can't do that.
Look.
Whereas the mother, Autumn, what's her name, turned around at the teacher and basically started yelling at her, you should be proud of your vagina. It's gone all over your vagina. That's what you said. How's that for a story? There you go. It's left you speechless, hasn't it?
It really, because I didn't expect it to go where it went, and then it went there. And I'm not sure that she needed to do the fire crutch and beef kittens.
No,
business.
No,
really.
She's creative.
Oh dear.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday as you gracefully fall out of bed and get ready for your week. Oh, what's that?
Oh, dear, what is that?
Oh, it's a licking sound.
Huh?
Oh, well, that's a good segue into our next little story.
Is that really
story.
A licking sound?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, my God.
Have a listen to this one, Anna Murphy. Okay. A Bosnian grandmother with a gifted tongue claims to be able to cure many eye problems by licking people's eyeballs.
Oh, God, I feel that.
She said she can lick away everything from splinters to conjunctivitis crusts.
Oh!
The chirpy 77-year-old reassured the squeamish that I always make sure I wash my tongue in alcohol before I enter an eye for a licking session. She's been helping people lick.
I can't go with this noise.
She's
as well.
Been helping people with her unusual talent for four decades. So for four decades, she's been whacking her tongue into people's eyeballs. There you go.
I literally just threw up in my mouth.
Enjoy your morning, people. This will make you happy.
Right.
The city is gearing up, obviously, Sydney, for the G20 Leaders Summit.
Brisbane.
Is it? Brisbane?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Anyway, the summit. It's taking place in Australia in November. And, well, apparently there's a whole bunch of prohibited items, which they've sort of said, okay, these are the things that you cannot have in the streets.
In the streets?
At all, near it, anywhere near the CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you know, you've got the obvious ones, knives and guns and explosives and, you know, all that kind of stuff, which is fine.
That's okay.
But they've also put on a few interesting ones. There's a few surprises on there. Household items such as eggs, glass, jars. And metal cans or lids not being permitted, which you can imagine people throwing those. More unusually, the kayaks, toy cars, model planes, kites, slingshots, whips, hand tools, blowpipes and arrows are also banned. High-risk items, including spear guns, baseball bats, fence palings, ball bearings and stones.
Fence palings.
They're also banned. But here's the good one. This is the interesting one that I thought you would find fascinating, Anna Murph. If you're planning on taking your tiger or reptile for a walk through the parkland that weekend, they ban them.
Okay.
Reptiles, insects, other animals capable of causing physical harm, they're all gone. Also, hurling animal poo or urine is an offence under the newly introduced G20 Act.
Oh, this is the G20 Act.
Animal poo or animal urine.
Okay.
Anywhere in the CBD.
So don't be walking your dog through the CBD with a plastic bag.
No, because you're going to end up $5,000 fine. With a $5,000 fine. Don't be a Kim Kardashian either. Smoke bombs, paint bombs, flower bombs, laser pointers, balaclavas, masks and face paint. Face paint. So if you're a face painter at a kiddies party in the CBD,
get out. Isn't it? It's an unusual world that those all need to be listed.
Yes.
But I don't think we can ever be too sure these days.
$5,500 fine if you get caught with any of those things.
Rightly so, Brisbane.
In the
G20
area.
Thank you for being so clear.
Well, I think you were pretty clear. When you worked in the Beyond cloakroom.
Yes, exactly why I sympathise with these
you
people.
You were very thorough.
And
very,
thorough.
Very thorough.
Next, please.
Oh, is this the cloakroom?
Well, it's not the great room, sweetness. What do you want to cloak?
Maybe this.
Oh, you bought your own lube and condoms. Clearly you haven't been here before. Jason, can you show the newbie to the toilets, please, and give him a hands-on tour while you're there, please? Next. Oh, so what have you got here? Do you want me to cloak that fur jacket, darling? Oh, sorry. What? It's your chest and back hair. Oh, well, that's fine then, darling. I'll just cloak your cuffs for now, shall I? Now, off you go. And stay away from the toffee apples, won't you? You don't want to go home with a sticky mat. Next. Sorry, I can't hear you. Sorry. Babe, it's the gimp mask. You're going to have to undo it. Can you unzip it? What? Oh, I see. You've tied your hands behind your back. Hang on. I'll help you out. Look out. Oh, that's better. Now, aren't you a duffer?
Can I cloak these?
Yes, I can cloak your poppers, your whip, your harness, and your wedding ring.
Oh, it's my cock ring.
Sorry, darling, I can't hear you.
It's my cock ring?
Oh, good Lord. Of course we can cloak that. And we'll just keep that our little secret, shall we? Next. And what would you like to cloak? Oh, I see. You have your butt plug, your dildo, swing harness, and your lock stock with you. Oh, and your gerbil. Oh, look, that's fine, darling. $10 all up. And we do feed the gerbil carrots during the night as a leather festival bonus. Next.
Hey, listen, we've thrown it out there just for the last few minutes of the show. Basically,
to
rate us out of 10. You know,
give us a score.
Some people have been quite honest.
Yeah.
Other people have sugarcoated it.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't mind it. This one came through from Rowan. He said, Dean, because you're nasty to your sister, 5 out of 10.
Oh.
Anna, you sound like you've checked out already, but you're still funny, 9.5.
Oh.
Okay,
ooh.
So that's...
you watch. You wait till I have a holiday and come back fresh and ready to go.
This one came through from Andrew. It said, oh, in diving terminology, your technical difficulty results in a ballywhack.
Oh.
But it's hilarious.
Oh,
7.5.
There you go. See, even when we're buggering it up, we're... funny, apparently.
Absolutely. Well,
that's
who knows?
Okay.
And
no,
this one came through. Yeah.
Don't like the fake interviews.
Ooh.
Fake interviews.
What? What do you mean? They're real interviews.
They're real people. Very, very big part of our show. And I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What? Yeah, I know.
For free. I don't need this. This
what
is
do you
ridiculous.
Mean?
I'm going.
No, but he scored us 10 if you read the rest of the message.
Oh, I love you, DJ. No, that's fine.
Change your tune. Change,
I love that you'd hate that, but you like the rest of it. Mm. I reckon the pre-recorded bits are the bits that we're shining. It's the rest of
really?
The banter that goes
oh,
terribly
dear.
Fair-shaped.
Oh, don't do that. I thought it was the other way around. So we're conflicting.
Oh, like that's new.
Yeah, now, well, I just wanted to make mention
to... Oh, hang on a sec. Barry said, love you, 10. There you go. See,
oh, good on you. See, the universe has balanced
really
itself out.
Really what we were saying when we said score us, when we said be honest, we really just
it's
wanted to hear that you love us.
Oh, is that right? Are we chasing compliments?
Well, I don't know. It would be nice to go away on holiday and feel like we've got a show to come back to. That's all.
Well, judging by this, we haven't.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.